God, no!
She lurched to the centre of the chaise and, planting her hand against the ceiling for balance, looked out one window before pivoting and scrambling to peer at the other. Una touched her back.
Miss Shona, be something amiss? What in the Lord's blessed name be you doing, flitting amok like a chicken afeard of the cooking pot?
Fletcher snapped. Yes. Just ahead, the road narrowed between high boulder-lined ridges, exactly like her dream. No help for it. They must prepare themselves for the inevitable. Shona whirled toward Jack.
We're going to be set upon by highwaymen.
A shrill shriek escaped Mrs. Weatherby as she wilted against the seat, mopping her eyes.
Whisht! Enough of your blasted hysterics!
Giving the chaperone a stern look, Una reached under her gown. A moment later, she produced an impressive knife which she concealed in her cloak's folds. Shona withdrew her dagger from her boot. His eyes protruding, Reverend Fletcher's mouth worked as inarticulate sounds emerged. At last, he managed a stuttering,
"Hey, how can you possibly ken such a thing?"
Shona had no intention of revealing how she'd come by the knowledge. Better to pretend she hadn't heard him.
"And why do you women have knives?"
Undoubtedly, he yearned to spout drivel about knives and the devil.
"Una, you watch out that window."
Shona jerked her head toward the small rectangle nearest her maid.
"I'll watch out of this one. Mrs. Weatherby, scoot to the middle."
The older woman remained rooted in her seat, her eyes wide and stricken.
"Now, if you please."
Shona essentially dragged her from the corner. Settling onto the seat's edge, she perused the Scots pine for movement as she deftly removed her gloves. Jacques didn't question her, but immediately slid open a secret compartment under his seat. He glanced up, his gaze calm but intense.
"How soon?"
Shona lifted a shoulder, her scarlet mantle's folds rippling with the action.
"I don't know."
"You don't believe such hobgoblin twaddle?"
Despite his protestation of disbelief, Reverend Fletcher wheezed and hugged his prayer book, terror etched upon his thin features. Jacques extracted an impressive wooden dueling pistol case from within the cubicle, and after setting the guns upon the seat between him and the vicar, still gaping and gasping like a bass freshly delivered from a pond, proceeded to load first one gun, then the other. "Can you hazard a guess?"
"What be this devilishness?"
His suspicious gaze vacillating between Jacques and Shona, distrust creased Reverend Fletcher's contorted face. Una rounded on him.
"Shut up, you jabbering crow!"
"Shona?" Jacques prompted softly. She shut her eyes.
"Soon."
Even as Shona answered, shouts reverberated outside, and the chaise slowed. A crooked smile tipped Jack's mouth.
"I'd say, now."
Hands folded and eyes squeezed tight, Reverend Fletcher ducked his head. Prayer certainly couldn't hurt, even if from the likes of him. Releasing a stifled squeak, Mrs. Weatherby toppled behind Shona in a dead swoon. Just as well, they'd not have to soothe her or listen to her histrionics.
"Fletcher, have you any experience shooting?"
Jack held up an ivory-handled pistol. Fervidly shaking his head, the rector's Adam's apple scuttled up and down like a terrified mouse scampering along a branch.
"I be a man of God. I have nae need for a weapon other than this."
And trembling, he lifted his Bible.
"While I appreciate and admire your faith, that won't impress the knights of the road who've stopped us."
Jacques tucked the gun into his waistband, then arranged his jacket and greatcoat, concealing the butt. A muffled shout rang out.
"Stand and deliver!"